there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Joined right now via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line by Izzy. Jason Isringhouse enjoys joining us. And Izzy, I first got to apologize for our guy, Jamie Rivers. You're on vacation in Belize?
I am in Belize right now. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you great. I want to apologize for Jamie bugging you.
Yeah, it happens. It's okay.
But
believe me, he got me a Jordan Tyrou signed jersey for my daughter for Christmas, and it made her cry. She's 13, and so it's all good. No matter what you guys need, everything's good now.
All right,
smart move.
I'll be waiting for those green seats, Izzy. No big deal. Okay. All right. So he's laughing now.
So, Izzy, one of your former teammates, Scott Rowland, will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And you guys both got here in 2002. You played one more year after him. He was in 2007. You guys were World Series champions in 2006. For those that weren't able to be on the field with Scott Rowland, to watch him up close and personal, what was it like having him as a third baseman when you were a pitcher?
Dude, it's like how cool is that? It's like a teammate of mine gets to be in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame, not a Cardinals Hall of Fame, but the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. And there's going to be others. There's going to be Albert. There's going to be Yadi. There may be Wayne. But Scott Rowland was just the epitome of a baseball lifer, so to speak. The man was. When you talk about Mike Schmidt, you talk about Brooks Robinson, and you talk about Scott Rowland. I mean, those three guys are it. As a third baseman, and Scotty was the best. I give him a lot of grief here and there, but what he's done in the game and what he's accomplished has been amazing, and to be a teammate of his has just been amazing. So, no, I've already texted him and I told him how great it was, and I hope I have time to go to the inauguration for him in the Hall of Fame. It's going to be a fun time.
Izzy, take us behind the curtain a little bit, because everybody sees the Scott Rowland, on the baseball field. Everybody has their own idea of what Scott Rowland is as a player and whatnot. But as a teammate, as a guy in the clubhouse and being his friend at the same time, like, was the intensity always there for Scott Rowland, or did he sometimes, let off the gas a little bit, have a good time?
There was no let off of the gas. So. there was never that. We had one night. He's going to get mad at me for saying this, but we had one night in San Francisco when we got into the Peronis, the Italian beers, and we had a fun night. And but other than that, all I can remember is Scotty. Every time you go out and you warm up in between innings at a closer, and then the ball comes around, it goes to second, third, short, blah blah blah, and he throws you the ball. And he's like, let's go. He's like, you better get it done right now. And so many words. I gotta watch my mouth. I'm in Belize. I've been drinking, so I gotta watch my mouth.
Yeah.
He's like, let's go, MF-er. Let's go. And you know what? It's so much fun to be associated with Scott Rowland, one of the best that's ever played the game. It's one of the best that's ever been at defensively at third base. The man was a first a Braille Hall of Famer, but you know what? When he got ran over by Alex Citron at third base and got his shoulder hurt, we always never knew what was going to happen after that, because he lost his swing after that. But it's just been amazing. And for Scotty, we went into the Cardinals Hall of Fame together, which was amazing for me and him. And that's one of those things that you never forget about. And now he's in the Cooperstown Hall of Fame. It's just been amazing to watch. And I love him to death. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but, I've already sent him a message and congratulated him. We've already talked the way we talk to each other, and it's been a lot of fun.
Izzy, the Cardinals have been blessed here a little bit, right, with third baseman. They had Scott Rowland, and then fast forward just to recent right now, they've got Nolan Arenado. When you're watching Nolan Arenado play baseball, does he remind you of Scott Rowland?
Well, yeah, you had that. We call him the Zamboni reach back in the day. He was amazing. Then you have Scott Rowland. and then you have Nolan Arenado. So, I mean, as a St. Louis fan and somebody that's playing for St. Louis, it's like you got the best third basemen of all time. You know, you just don't know how to do it. You're just like, you pray to God that you hit, you know, when you're pitching, that they hit the ball to third base. And, you know, I grew up with, you know, when I was playing, I had Scotty Rowland, I had Albert Pujols, I had Jimmy Edmonds. It was one of those things where we have all those Gold Glovers behind you. It's like, don't be stupid and walk people. Put the ball in play and let the guys behind you take care of it. And, you know, Scotty Rowland will be there. Arenado will be there. It's been a lot of fun to watch.
Jason Isringhausen joining us right now, Cardinals Hall of Famer, beloved here in the Fast Lane, as you'll hear the Izzy chants throughout the course of the show sometimes. But Izzy, we're talking about Scott Rowland being inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. When you're talking about playing with, you know, Jimmy Ballgame and Scott Rowland and Albert Pujols, I'm reminded now, like the football playoffs, and eventually we get the hockey playoffs, the basketball playoffs. Izzy, for you, is it do just the great players shine in the greatest moments? I mean, when you're watching those guys, did it seem like the heart rate would slow down for those guys in the postseason?
Well, we've all seen the highlights of Jimmy Ballgame, you know, making a diving play, Jeff Suppan pitching. Never see that. You always see the highlights of Scott Rowland hit the home run off of Roger Clemens in the World Series, you know, and to get to the World Series, stuff like that. It's just the big guys, they step up, you know. It never seems to fail. It's in every sport. It's in baseball. It's in hockey. It's in every sport you can think of. The main players that thrive on the pressure, those are the guys that step up, and we've seen it. And it's just been a ton of, and then St. Louis, which has been great. You know, you see the Pat Maroons, you see everybody else that what we do in St. Louis is how we win championships. It's big guys come through in clutch times.
Izzy, as we fast forward a little bit here and we get to the current team, the catcher position, a guy that obviously everybody knows really well, Yadier Molina, no longer a St. Louis Cardinal. And for me, the hockey guy, I often wonder, I'm like, how much does a catcher impact the pitching staff in the game? So for the guys that are here now on the pitching staff, the guys that were with the Cardinals last year, how much of a change is that going to be going from Yadier Molina to Contreras?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much it relates, but, you know, you think about Jordan Bennington when they win the World Stanley Cup. It's like, you know, what do? You let him do his thing, and he deflects everything. It's like with Yadi. It's like, you know, whatever finger he puts down, it's like you just throw it and you trust. There's a lot of trust involved in that game. And, you know, all these guys are going to have to – they're going to have to find trust in Contreras. I mean, we all know he was a Cub. You know, we don't – when I say that, he's a Cub, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We, you know, we try to forgive him for that. You know, that's how it goes, but – but in the same sentence, you know, he's been doing it great for how many years now. So it's just, you know, he's gonna have to gain that trust for our pitching staff. Trust him to be able to throw that two straight breaking ball in the dirt. He's going to block it. We never had that problem with Yadi, you know, and Matheny before him. It's like two straight breaking ball, throw it in the dirt, just bury it, and they're going to block it. And Contreras, he's known for his arm. He's known for his offense. And, you know, he's known for his defense. So, you know, he's going to have to do it here in St. Louis, too. And it's going to be a great time. He'll be here for the next few years. And it's going to be fun to watch him, for sure.
Izzy, one more question, and we'll let you go enjoy your vacation. I did a quick search. Did you ever face Scott Rowland? It doesn't look like you did.
I don't know if I did, actually. Because so when I was pitching, he would have been with Philly.
Right.
And I don't know. And we... Okay, I'm going to tell you the best story I've got for Scott Rowland. So
beautiful.
We're in the World Series in 2004 in Boston, right? So we always call each other – well, they used to call me Baby Huey is what my nickname was because I was a big, dumb animal. And and so we're in Boston. And the whole thing goes on, and some guy comes up to me and goes, "Hey, would you like to do an interview? We're in the World Series in Boston." And I said, "Sure, that'd be great." And so he talks to me. He starts talking to me in questions about Mike Schmidt. I'm like, "I think you got the wrong guy, partner." But And he's talking about third baseman. I'm like, I don't know anything about third baseman. So I go into the – and I start asking questions after answering questions about Mike Schmidt. And I go, you know, Roland comes from Philly, where he was compared to Mike Schmidt, blah, 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 and then he gets traded. And I go into the club. I say, hey, Roland, I said, guess what? I said, this guy from Philly just started talking to me about me and you, or me and Mike Schmidt. And I started burying Mike Schmidt. He was the worst third baseman I've ever heard of. But he thought he was and he thought he was me. He thought he was Scott Rowland talking dirt on Mike Schmidt. And Rowland's like, oh my God, you're gonna get me killed in Philly next time I go there. We're kind of built the same, blah, 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 Midwest people, and we got, you know, whatever. But that was the best story I've got about me and Scott Rowland. It was like some guy asking me about Mike Schmidt questions. Like, dude, I don't know anything about third base, but I know I was a better third baseman than him. That's all I know.
So he thought you were, the reporter thought you were Rowland.
Yeah.
That's
a great time. But
that's
we had a lot of fun together.
Well, Izzy, we love having you on the show. You know that. And we appreciate the fact that you took time when you're in Belize right now on vacation. So apologize to your family for us, all right?
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. So you guys have a great time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks,
Izzy. Thanks a lot, buddy.